If you want to turn to Romans chapter 1, Romans chapter 1 in your Bible, the old King James Bible, if you got something else, you ain't got nothing. Lesson number 9 on the fundamentals. What we need to know. Amen. We're afraid to ask, but God's offering to tell us. Amen. Romans chapter 1. Now, I'm going to read this whole chapter because it's kind of important to get the gist of this, because we can understand where we are. We can understand where God wants to take us to or bring us to when it's all said and done. See, God didn't design for us to stay here where we're at. And God definitely doesn't design for us to stay where we are right now. We are to be continually progressing in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to be continually progressing into His Word and getting more and more familiar with Him. And Brother Rex, as we get more and more familiar with Him, then when we open our mouth, He just comes out because He's all in us. Amen? So when we open our mouth, we can't help it. It just comes out. It's kind of like a teacup. It gets full and it's got the little spout. Praise God, when it gets full, it starts running out. Amen? That's what happens to a child of God who loves the Lord, looking for His appearing. Amen? So we start overflowing. It gets better and better and gooder and gooder. Amen. Romans chapter 1. I'm going to take my jacket off before I get started. That way I won't get hot. Too hot. Amen. Romans chapter 1, verse 1, Paul says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which He had promised afore by the prophets in the Holy Scripture, concerning His Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Jesus got up, in other words. He didn't stay dead. Amen. He died, and He died for mine and your sins on the cross of Calvary. He was tortured, He was beat, He was shamed, and He was put on a cross, and He died for our sins. All that shame and torture and punishment should have been mine. Glory be to God, I'm about to shout. But He took that for me, so I didn't have to. And He took it for you, so you didn't have to receive that. Amen. You ought to shout too. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for His name. He said, when I looked around all these nations, praise God, I can't believe God chose me. You know, I look around, I see a whole lot greater men in this world, in this country than me. But I can't believe that God chose me, Brother Bud, to carry His Word. But thank God that He did. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of His Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayer. He said, I think the reason you're so excited, the reason the whole world knows about you, I've been praying for you, and God's been answering prayer. Amen. I want to say we serve a God that answers prayer. Amen. Making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. So I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end you may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. I want to say there's only one salvation, and that's belief and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Believing on Him. That's to trust in, to rely on, and to hear to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Ain't you glad for that? For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold a truth in unrighteousness. Now what Paul's talking about here is those that know the truth, but they live in unrighteousness, those lives that's not right before God, amen, because they choose to live that way. Even they know the truth, amen. And the Bible says the truth will make you free of all that old wickedness and sinfulness and unrighteousness. But God turns you loose, praise God, when you trust and believe His Word. Amen. He says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. Amen. He said that God has revealed His Word, His will to every man, woman, boy, and girl in this world. And I told you before, some people say, well, preacher, what about that man over in the jungle, praise God? Ain't been a time that somebody's preached to them. They just chose to forget God. Amen. He said, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are, watch this, without excuse. Amen. I ain't going to stand before God and say, well, I didn't know. God's going to say, well, that's a lie. You did know. You had an opportunity to know. I want to say in the world that we live in now, we can go, well, I don't like computers. I don't like Facebook and all that, but there's knowledge and wisdom of God all over there. There's truth there. If we get the seeking truth, God will help it. He'll reveal it to us because it's a world of knowledge is out there about God and godliness. And if we'll seek it, He said, if we'll seek it, we'll find it. Amen. And God will help us to know truth. When we get there, he said, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and the birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. In other words, they made them idols. Amen. We have to be careful today or we'll get idols in our life. We'll get things that we chase after and we do after more than what we do for God. Amen. We'll spend more time on that than we do in the Word of God. We'll spend more time thinking about that than we do about God. Amen. Oh me, we get caught up in this world. If we ain't careful, we'll forget God. Amen. He said, wherefore, God also gave them up an uncleanness through lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. That's where we get fornication, adultery, and all this wickedness going on in the world. Amen? You see it on the television. There ain't nothing on there fit to watch. You see people hopping in and out of bed every episode. That's ungodliness. That's wickedness. Amen? We need help. He said, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. I thought the other day that cruise ship was out there and it shut down and they didn't have the necessities that they needed. Amen. It wasn't run. They couldn't get out there to get it. They couldn't get the people off. And they was just getting filthier and filthier day by day. But you know what I thought? If they would have been a little old dog or a little old puppy or a little old kitty cat out there on that boat, the next day they'd have had the National Guard all over that boat. Amen. They would have bankrupted America to get out there and get a little puppy off that boat. Amen. We think more about creatures, about little old animals than we do about God. We think more about animals than we do about human beings. Amen. What does that tell us? It says that we're starting to line up with what Romans is telling us here. Amen. Amen. He said, for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burning in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which is meat. In other words, he said this sodomy and wickedness and homosexuality, he said it's against what God said. God created male and female. Male and female created He them. Amen. He took Adam and Eve and put them in the garden and said, hey, listen, multiply, praise God, and plenish the earth. Amen. He didn't put Adam and Steve. He put Adam and Eve. Amen. God hates that. That's an awful abomination to God. It goes against creation itself. And we go against creation, we go against our Creator. Amen. Amen. We're created in like image God created. God created us for His glory. Amen. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, why did they get in such a mess? They chose to forget God. Amen. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. In other words, He said in order to do as wrong as they were doing, they had to work at it. Amen. Does that sound familiar? We got people that's working at being wicked. Amen. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, we love You and we thank You tonight for the reading of Your Word. God, we ask You to touch us for just a little while, God. Oh, there's a sweet spirit here tonight, Lord. We ask You to help us, God. We need Your touch like never before. Pray You touch each person here in this audience tonight. Pray, God, that's here to hear You. God, I pray that You'd manifest Yourself to them. God, I pray that You'd help us to receive You. God, You'd give us a teachable spirit this evening. God, that we'd receive the precious things of God that we might be hoping in these last days that we live. God, You'd give us the help, hope, and the strength. God, from the throne of grace to just receive Christ and Christ's likeness into our life and be conformed into Your likeness, Lord. And we'll love You and we'll thank You for what You've already done for us, what You're doing to us. Pray You'd continue a spirit of revival down our soul. Pray You'd start with me, God. I pray I need it, Lord, God, today more than ever before. And God, I pray that You'd touch and You'd bless this little church. God, You'd bless every family. Pray that You'd touch every life, God, that's represented here. And Lord, we'll love You and we'll thank You and we'll praise You. Help us to stay steadfast, unmovable, abiding in Your precious Word. And we'll love You, we'll thank You, we'll praise You, and we'll worship You and give You all the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. So we see tonight as we look at this, we're looking at salvation. Amen. The fundamental of salvation. So what is salvation? Where does salvation come from? Amen. That's a big loaded question, isn't it? Where does salvation come from? Psalms 3:38, the Bible said, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Amen. 3:8. Is it 3:8? I'm dyslexic. I'm liable to write down anything. Yes, it is 3:8. Salvation belongeth to the Lord, unto the Lord. So salvation belongs to the Lord. Amen. It's His. And if it's His to give. Amen. Praise God. So salvation comes from God. We can't make it. We can't fabricate it. We can't conjure it up. And we can't have it just anytime we want it. Amen? Because it is a gift from God, and He gives it when He wants you to have it. And when He's offering it, you better take it. Hello? Do you hear what I said? When Jesus is offering you salvation, you say, well, how do you know? When the Holy Ghost of God begins to deal with your heart and shows you you're a sinner in need of a Savior. Yeah. Amen. Then you better fall on your face and say, Lord God, forgive me a sinner. Save me, Lord. Amen. You say, how does it work? That's the way it works. You remember Peter when he was when he asked the Lord to come, when Jesus was walking on water and Peter's in a boat, and he said, Lord, if it be thou thee, I bid me to come to you on the water. And the Lord says, come. Peter stepped out on the water and he began to go toward him. Amen. And he got himself begin to sink. And when he began to sink, he said, Lord, save me. Amen. What did the Lord do? He reached out, got a hold of him, picked him up, praise God. Next thing you know, there's in the boat on the other side. Amen. When we just reach out, when we realize that we're lost and we need to be saved. Amen. It belongs to the Lord. But there's three aspects to salvation we want to try to get to right quickly tonight. Three aspects of salvation. Number one is justification. Now here we have a courtroom scene. Now visit, put it in your mind. This is a courtroom scene. You got a man that's guilty and condemned. Amen. So that don't mean they're not there to see whether he's right or wrong. They're there to see whether he's guilty. He's already guilty and condemned. Amen. In other words, he's already been. They're just in the sentencing phase, if you will. So man is guilty and condemned before God, and is acquired and declared righteousness. Amen. So he's there and he's before it, but he's declared righteous before God. That is justification. Amen. Because he's asked forgiveness, he's come to a place of repentance, and God has been in justification, he's been forgiven. God does that. God's the only one that can. So we have the first aspect of salvation is justification. Realizing that God has the power to save, God has the power to acquit us of all of our sin. Amen. He's the only one that can take them away. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, the president could pardon you, but your sin of your past is still there. But God can acquit you. He can take those sins and make it like it never happened. Amen. He'll cast them in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered against us anymore, even though he could, but he chooses not to. Amen. That takes a great big God. Amen. Hold on, big now, Brother Bud, because somebody sins against me, I'm going to remember it. Even when I try to forget, and even when I try to forgive them, the old devil and this old flesh will bring them up again if I ain't careful. Amen. He sure will. Praise the Lord. So we have justification. Amen. Glory. And then we have regeneration. In regeneration, there's an inward experience. And we have adoption, which is an outward privilege. Amen. So we have an inner experience with God. Holy Spirit of God moves into us. Amen. In regeneration, He comes to where we are and comes in, praise God, to who we are. Amen. That's that inward experience. In the adoption is where He takes us. His outward privilege, it makes us part of the household. Amen. Praise God. So we see the scene, that it's a household scene. And we see the soul dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. A household scene. So this is at the house, and that soul. Now, soul never dies. The soul of man never dies. That part, it makes you live and breathe and have your being, lives forever. Amen? This old body dies, it decays, falls apart, goes to decay, dies. Amen? Every one of us in here will die. We've all got an appointment with death. The Bible says it's appointed man once to die, and after this is judgment. So we all have an appointment, we just don't know what the day and the hour is. Amen? We're all going to die. Amen? But this old body will go down, but that soul of man, that inward part that gives our breath and our being, praise God, it lives forever, either in heaven or in hell. It's up to us, praise God, whether we accept the Lord Jesus Christ or not, whether we go up to heaven or go down into the belly of hell. Amen. That awful, awful place where he's weeping and wailing, gnashing teeth, where the fire never dies. The fire's never quenched. Amen. Never goes out. Burns hotter and hotter. Well, I couldn't stand that. I'm not like Bill Bryson. I don't like a whole lot of heat. Amen. He likes it 90 degrees or better. Amen. I told him I'd like to have about a 70, 72. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, God's got it fixed just right in heaven. Amen. But you go to hell, it'll be an awful place. You don't like summertime here, praise God. You don't know in no way want to go to hell. Because it's going to be hot for a long time. Amen. You'll be burning and tortured and suffering and never get over it. Can you imagine being burned with fire, praise God, like a firebrand and never being able to get away from it? You say, well, God wouldn't do that. God don't, you do. When we reject God, when we reject His Son, we send ourselves to hell. God's here to save. He sent the best He had to save us. Amen. That's what salvation is. Praise the Lord. Soul dead in trespasses and sins, and it needs a new life, which comes by a divine act of regeneration. We need a new life, a transformation, if you will. Amen. from death unto life. Amen. When we quickened, the Bible says we're quickened by the Spirit. The Bible says Romans 8 said, "Who they hath the Son have life." In Romans 8 he says it, that we know that we're His if we're led of the Spirit. That Spirit lives in us. We can't do what we used to do. Amen? Thank God. The Spirit that lives inside us won't let us. Amen? And it comes, the life which comes by a divine act of regeneration. Amen? Regeneration, to be made new. Praise God. The person becomes a child of God. Amen? When we're saved, born again, amen, when justification sets in, regeneration sets in, praise God, and we become a child of God. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. God don't hurt His little children. He helps His little children. Amen. A person becomes a child of God and a member of His, God's, household. Amen. We become a member of God's household. Praise the Lord. That's regeneration. Friend, that's that transformation, praise God, from that person that we used to be to that person that God would have us to be. Amen. Created in a newness and a likeness of a Savior. Praise God. So we have justification. We have regeneration. But the third aspect of salvation is sanctification. Now the scene here is a temple scene. We see a scene of a temple in a person connected to the worship of God. That person that's in the temple and his sole purpose is to just continually worship God. Continuously giving God praise and honor and glory for all His goodness. Amen. Praise God. Never wants to come out of the temple. I don't know about you, sometimes it gets so good up in here, praise God. I just like to stay all day. Amen. I don't want to leave. Praise God. I just like to hang out, praise God, and just look for what God's going to do next. Amen. Like it was Sunday morning, I couldn't wait to get back Sunday night and see what He is going to do again. Amen. Praise God, He just showed up here Sunday morning, just blessed us on purpose. Come back Sunday night, praise God, come back, see what's up. And He about preached me to death. Amen. Praise God, and I liked it. Praise the Lord, ain't nothing like it. Just getting up worshiping God, getting His Word, digging deeper and deeper, praise God, and He manifests Himself to us. Just showing us who He is and how much He loves us, how much He cares for us. Amen. Boy, it just gets better and bigger all along. Amen. But not only is He connected to the worship of God, He is set right in relation to God's law and is born again to a new life. So we're set right according to the law, praise God. The law couldn't do it for us, but Christ could. Amen. He said we've been set right in relation to the law. We couldn't fulfill the law, but God could make us right in the law. And He does that through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Born and again in a new life. Old life is past, praise God. How do we get that? Because we're bought by a great price. The person is no longer his own. Or he is no longer his own. He belongs to someone else. And he departs not from the temple, figuratively speaking, but serves God day and night. Amen? You remember Luke 2 and 37. I go again, Brother Jeff. Hey, Luke 2 and 37. Remember Anna, the Bible said Anna was there and she was a prophetess and she was there in the temple and she was worshiping God and praying to God day and night. Night and day, praise God. Never left the temple. Amen. Could you imagine what happened to us, praise God, if we just got the praise of the Lord 24/7? Hey, you'd say, well, preacher, that'd be crazy. No, you'd be the happiest person in the world. Amen. Praise God. You'd get to pulling up into the throne room of God. You just get to worship and praise Him. Every time you think about Him, glory be to God, I guarantee you He'll change your life. Amen. Just get to praise Him, giving Him glory for all that He does. Entering into the temple, praise God. Praising Him day and night. Never departing. Staying, trying to stay in the presence of godliness all the days of your life. Praise the Lord. I tell you, ain't no better place. Ain't no better place, not young, than in the presence of God. Amen. We'll find that out for sure and certain one day. We get to heaven. Boy, it's going to be good. Praise the Lord. Boy, I tell you, I can't wait. He is sanctified by God and self-given to God. Amen. Now you get that? He's sanctified. He's set apart. He's pulled apart. He's separate for God. A separation for God. Do you know what's wrong with people today that call themselves Christians? We try to be Christians without any separation. Amen. Bible said we come out from among them. He said, and be ye separate. That's not a suggestion. Amen. That's a commandment from God. He said, we're not supposed to act like the rest of the world. We're not supposed to do things. We're not supposed to watch things. We're not supposed to go places that the rest of the world goes. You said, well, you mean we can't go places and have fun? No, I didn't say that. I said, there's some places, praise God, that we're not supposed to go. We're supposed to go places where God can be uplifted and glorified. And if we can't go there and glorify the name of Jesus, praise God, I wouldn't go. Amen. Amen. You shouldn't either. We'll have it be a place where we can go. And what happens when we begin to have this sanctification? When he's sanctified by God and he's given himself, we've given ourselves to God. See, that's what Paul does. Remember we talked about that Wednesday night? Paul sacrificed himself to God. But then what Paul was saying, he said it was no sacrifice at all for the glory that I'm going to behold. He said all these light afflictions, Paul was beaten, left for dead outside the city. Amen. But he said these light afflictions that I've had to bear. And I tell you what, if somebody spoke a mean word to me and you, pray God, we'd quit and go stick our tail between our legs, go home and lay down and quit. Amen. We would. A lot of people would. But Paul was beaten for the sake of Christ, praise God. But he never quit. Why? Because he sacrificed him. He had given himself wholly unto the Lord. Amen. We ever give ourselves wholly to the Lord, praise God, you'll not understand what's going on around your life. Praise God. Amen. So that's sanctification. Those are three aspects of salvation. Justification, regeneration, and sanctification. We only get sanctification when we give ourselves to the Lord. Amen. That's what Paul was telling us here in chapter 1, verse 1. Said Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel. Amen. He said, I just give myself wholly to the Lord. Said I didn't hold no reservation. I just said, Lord, here am I. Amen. And God used him in a mighty way. Praise God. People were calling for him to come. Tell them about Jesus. Praise the Lord. So we see justification, regeneration, sanctification. Amen. Number two, salvation is a person who has not been set right. Who has now been set right. Amen. That's what it is. Salvation is somebody that was going crooked and they've been made straight. Amen. Anybody ever shot a bow and arrow? Come on, raise your hand. I know okay. If you got an arrow and your arrow is all warped and you pull that thing back, well, if you ain't careful when you release it, you may shoot yourself. Because about the first bow that thing takes, ain't no telling where it's going to go. But boy, you get a good straight arrow in there and you pull it back and you put that thing on the target and that thing will fly just about as true as you can go. Amen? But if it's straight, what God's saying here said that, he said salvation is a person that's been made straight. He said, praise God, God help you to be straight as an arrow. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor John? Say there won't be no crookedness in you at all. Amen. What he does, Brother Rex, he works all the kinks out of you, makes you straight. That way, praise God, when he sends you out, you shoot straight. Amen. You won't sidestep, you won't curve, you won't go around, praise God. You'll shoot straight. You'll tell somebody when they ask you what thus says the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. So I don't know, but I'll tell you what God says. That's what I tell people a whole lot. They say, well, preacher, what do you think? I said, don't matter what I think. I'll tell you what God says. Amen. What I think don't mount to a hill of beans, but what God says matters. Amen. He said, salvation is a person who is now been set right with God, adopted into the divine family. Amen. You realize when you get saved, see, when we're lost and undone, when we're rebelling against God, that's what a lost man is. He's a rebeller. And when we're rebelling against God, praise God, God can't help us. We're alienated from Him. But when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ and we get saved, praise God, then we come into the divine presence of God. Amen. We've been brought back into the fold, praise God. We've been adopted in, we've been taken back into the family. Amen. We become one of the family of God. A part of a divine, godly family. Amen. And is now dedicated to God's service. Now I wonder, if I ask you tonight to be honest with you, don't nobody raise your hand, but if I ask you tonight to be honest with yourself, how many of us tonight are truly dedicated to the service of God? I mean, what you think, what you do, what you try to do is dedicated to serving Him and so that He can get glory out of your life. So that people can see Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen? How many of us could say that we've dedicated ourselves to life to a service for God? I'd say most of us have come short. Amen. Come short of the glory of God. Amen. We don't have a what's wrong with us, preacher? We just don't have no dedication. See, that's what's happening in the world. That's why the world's in such a mess. There's no dedication to God. There's no commitment. Let me say it that way. There's no commitment to God. And if we don't commit ourselves to God, there's no way we can give Him a right service. But when we commit ourselves to Him, amen. Praise God. Then we can begin to serve Him and give Him a just service in the commitment. See, if we can't commit, I say it all the time, if we can't commit ourselves to God, we can't commit ourselves to our family, our loved ones, our spouse, our church, our studies at school. We can't commit. Until we commit to God, when we learn to commit to Him, then we'll be able to commit to everything else for God's glory. Amen. It makes it all come together and fit. Without Him, we're leaving out the best part. Amen. But when we get Him, amen, it all begins to fit together. In other words, being justified, He belongs to the righteous. Being regenerated, He is a child of God. And being sanctified, He is a saint or a holy person serving God. Amen? Being justified, He belongs to the righteous. Being regenerated, He is a child of God. Being sanctified, He is a saint or a holy person. What did the Bible say about holy people? He said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." What was God saying there to us, church? What was God asking us to do? Try to be more like Him. Amen? That's all He asked. He said, try to be more like Me. And when we try to be more like Him, praise God, He makes us to become more like Him. Amen? In other words, what does? We lose control. Hello? And He takes control. Amen? So it's kind of the old proverbial, you know, that old thing used to be on a bumper sticker, God is my co-pilot. And when we started with that right there is where we messed up. Well, we aren't done, just went around, got in on the passenger seat and said, God, You're in control. You're driving this thing. Amen. You take me where You want me to go. You get me there when You want me to get me there. And praise God, You keep me there as long as You want to. And You take me home, praise God, when it's all said and done. Amen. And I'm putting every bit of my trust and my faith in You, God, because I know You have my best interest at heart. Amen. Ain't that right? Yep. Am I still in the book? Yes, amen. So that's what God wants to do for us. He wants to get us to our destination. Amen. He wants to take us somewhere, praise God, in His way. Can I stop here and preach just a minute? Let me just give you an example. There's an old fellow got ready to go on a train. He's going on a trip. And he went and he got his ticket, and he had the 4 o'clock train ride. Amen. So he got at come 4 o'clock, a whistle blowed, praise God, and he run, he jumped on the train. Thank God, glory to God, I'm headed out. But about the time he got on the train and the porter come through and got the check and the tickets. Amen. And he said, fella, he said, I think you made a mistake. He said, your ticket that you got, praise God, the train that you're on, the 4 o'clock train that you're on, praise God, is going to Chicago. Amen. But see, he didn't realize that there was two trains heading out at 4 o'clock. Amen. You know, I won't say there's a time for everything. And praise God, and when it's our time, praise God, it's our time. Amen. Don't miss out your time, praise God, because your ride may be there to get you. But when we're getting ready to head out, praise God, well, what I'm trying to say, we better make sure we're on the right train. So the old fella, he says, well, sir, what am I going to do? He said, well, sir, said, looking at the things here in our log, you're not going to Chicago. Said, you know, Chicago's a wicked place. There's violence and wickedness and murder and all in that place. But I was looking here and I seen that somebody had purchased your ticket for you and said that it was your father back home and he purchased your ticket for Philadelphia. Amen. Said, fella, you're not supposed to be going to Chicago. The porter says, hey, fella, you're supposed to be going to Philadelphia. You're not supposed to be going somewhere where there's wickedness and vileness and heartache. You're supposed to be going to a place of brotherly love. And so, by the way, he said, over there at the Father's house, praise God, where all your family is. They're gathered in over there in Philadelphia in that place of brotherly love. Amen. So what's your ticket? He said, well, I thought my ticket. He said, your ticket said 4 o'clock. But I won't say, praise God, you've chose to get on the wrong train. He said, I've come to tell you, praise God, you can get off of this train. Praise God, turn your back 180 degrees. Get on the other train and go just as far away from that office place, praise God, as you could get. Amen. Amen. I will say, glory be God, that's what salvation is. The Heavenly Father has done bought and He's paid for the ticket to get us on the train, praise God, bound for Philadelphia. Amen. Amen. The family of brotherly love, praise God, that place of brotherly love where we come together for the glory of God. Amen. Old fella, get it. Scratch his head, he got his ticket, praise God. He said, I'll see you. Amen. That old porter said, wait a minute, fella. You know what? I'm going to go with you. I abide on that other train. Amen. Let me help you get your stuff and get you on the other train. Praise God. I'll go along with you. Praise God on the journey and I'll make sure you get there all right. Amen. I'll make sure you have everything you need for the journey. Amen. Why? Because everything's been paid for by the Father. Amen. Over in Philadelphia. Glory be to God. I won't say glory. Hey, well, salvation, praise God, is the greatest thing that we've ever got. God, we got all the direction and the help and the hope and the confidence that we need. Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, bless His holy name. That is salvation. Praise God. I don't know what train you're riding on tonight. I tell you, there's one bound for hell. Just as fast as she can go, burning the coal, praise God. But there's also one headed for the Philadelphia. He's one headed for a place of brotherly love, headed for a place, praise God, we come together and love one another and receive the blessings of God. All that the Father has for us. Amen. Glory be to His name. So we see salvation, praise God. It's that sanctifying power to make us holy for God, to turn us, praise God, and point us, take us in the right direction. Amen. Get us to the right place where we need to be. In the last days that we live. Praise God. Number three, we see atonement. Atonement. Remember last week? We said atonement was at-one-ment. Our atonement, at-one-ment, is with Christ. Amen. It's with Christ. It's by virtue of His death and life-giving Spirit. Amen. It's because of what He did for us on Calvary that we have an option Amen. By virtue of His death. Amen. Accepting that, we can have life. Spiritual life. Amen. Not just life in this world, but we can have spiritual life. Living life. Praise God. Amen. Four things that we become. Amen. We have become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Anybody got that? You want to read it? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. He said, "For He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." So we have become the righteousness of God. How? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we have to have our faith in Him. Our hope has to be in Him. Because Jesus Christ is the only one, praise God, that can get us into the rightness, that right standing before the Father. Amen. Remember what the Father said about the Lord Jesus? He said, a couple places, He said, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Amen. God the Father said, "I don't find no fault in Him." Amen. It's His righteousness. See, our righteousness is filthy rags. We'll mess up before we get home tonight. But God's righteousness is that's of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. So we have become the righteousness of God. Somebody got Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7? Amen. Through Him, we have forgiveness, the forgiveness of sins. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way you can get forgiveness. I mean, you can try to be good till the cows come home, but the only way you can get forgiveness of our sins is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Asking Him to forgive us because He's already paid the price of sin. Amen. He's redeemed us. He's bought us off the auction block of sin. Amen. Do you understand that? That we've been redeemed? See, we were lost and undone. And we were put on an auction block. And they said, because of sin in my life, I was put up by auction as a slave to sin. Amen? And they said, going once, going twice, I was on my way to a devil's hell. Lost without God. I could not help myself. I couldn't save myself. I couldn't pay my way out. But Jesus, glory be to God, Jesus Christ come from the cross of Calvary, praise God. He come along to where I was at, and He said, "I'll buy Him," praise God. He said, "I'll pay the full price." Amen. 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 He didn't ask Him, said, "How much does He owe?" Praise God. He said, "I'll pay it." Amen. Glory be to God. He said, He didn't care how wicked and vile I had been. He loved me and He bought me with a price. Prayed for me, bought me from the cross of slave market of sin. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Through Him we have the forgiveness of sins. Redemption. Amen. 1 Corinthians 1 and 2. Somebody have that? Go ahead. Amen. Amen. So we're sanctified in Christ Jesus. So in Him, we are new creatures. Amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ, we are become new creatures. Amen. Born again, that basically means born again to a new life. Let me ask you another question tonight. I like these studies because I get to ask you lots of questions. Amen. But it's just born again into a new life. Let me ask you a question. Since you got saved, since you made a profession of faith, has your life changed? Amen. Is there any difference in you since you made a profession of faith, since you come, amen? We can make a profession of faith and not be born again. We can come up and say, "Lord, forgive me a sinner," praise God. But till we, because we know in our head that we're lost, and we know nobody wants to go to hell, right? And so we come with an ideal, praise God, and I'm lost, and then, and we'll say, "Oh Lord, forgive me," but we don't mean it in our heart. till we realize and mean it in our heart, praise God, and ask Jesus, forgive us our sin and allow Him to become the Lord of our life. And then the change comes. Amen? What I'm saying again is, are we born again? Or is there a newness to your life? Amen. If there's not, praise God, we ought to say, Lord, please, I want that newness in my life. I'm tired of living the same old way. I say it so many times. You can't continue to do the same old things day after day after day and expect a different result. You're going to get the same result. Amen. So we got to do things differently. When in Him, we're new creatures, born again to a new life. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. See if you still got that. Read that next verse, 31 too. As according as it is written, it says, because God said so. Amen. So He is made unto us. The Lord Jesus is made unto us. Amen. Sanctification. He sets aside. He takes us in the direction, amen, that we need to go. When we're not going in the right direction, when we've veered off course, when we're not shooting straight. Amen. The Lord Jesus, praise God, He comes alongside us and He's made unto us sanctification. He puts us on the straight and narrow. He straightens us up and He points us in the right direction, the way that He would have us to go. Amen. But of Him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us not only sanctification, but wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption is all in Christ Jesus. What more could we ask? He's everything that we need. Amen? Praise God. Why are we chasing after others when Jesus is all... If we could ever get a hold of Him, praise God, or if He could ever get a hold of us, it'd be a different story. Amen? Therefore, He is the author of eternal salvation. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9. He's the author of eternal salvation. Amen. It's not fleeting. It's real. It's forever. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. He is the author and finisher of our faith. So not only is He the author, but He's the author and He's the finisher, praise God. What He wrote down, what He's promised, what He's told us, Brother Robert, He said He's going to be the one that'll finish it out. Amen. Let me just give it to you like this. I'm just no crude farm boy. When you take a little old calf and you take it off its mama and you're getting ready to go to market and it's grass-fed, boy, and it's pretty fat and sassy, but what we do is we take them things and when we sell them, they take them down there and they send them to the finishers. And what they do, they take them down there to feedlots and they just lay the grain to them for a few days. They just lay that, and then that meat just is tender and sweet. Amen. It's perfect. What God is, what He's saying here, and I know it's a crude example, what God's saying here, He said that He's begun in us, praise God, He's going to finish it. He's going to continue to make us into what He'd have us to be all the way to the end. Amen? That He's not, glory to God, He's not going to quit on us nowhere. He started, and He's going to finish that He started on. Amen? Hey, glory be to God. I'm like Paul. I'm persuaded. I'm confident. Amen. That He's going to finish that He's going to take care of that I've committed to Him. Praise God. All the way. Amen. So what we see here, number four, these three aspects cannot and must not be separated. Amen. These three aspects, justification, regeneration, and sanctification, we cannot separate them. They all go together hand in glove. Amen. They all go together. We got to keep them together because it's through justification, through regeneration, through sanctification that God's going to finish His children out. Amen. That one day He's going to present us to Himself without spot or blemish. Everything's going to be gone. And He's going to present us to Himself perfect. Amen. For His glory. That's what salvation is all about. God of finishing me and you. Amen. So He might present us to the Father that He would get the glory. Amen.